Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Good evening, everyone. This is your guy, Michael Washington. I hope you all out there can hear me today. I have a few people on the line that we're going to talk to tonight. Oh, it's just a guy. It's called the Michael, the tree shaker, Washington tonight. You're just bopping a little.
Happy feeling with Frankie Beverly and Maze. Yeah.
How's everybody doing out there? Well, I know it's that time again. He's happy feeling right now. Let me say good evening, everyone. This your guy. That's right. It's your radio station. People Power Radio. We're doing it for you and yours. And we're going to do it for me and mine. We just want everybody to know. Is this the real show? the show where you mean business, I mean business, and we mean business, and nothing else matters. Tonight we got a very special show. We got a recurrence of an earlier show we did a week before last, which regarding the economic strength and ability in our African-American community. So y'all know that this is what's going on. Right. Again, it's the Street Shaker right here at People Power Radio, yours and yours truly. We're going to talk about it tonight. We're going to talk about economic independence. We got the special host who was here last week before, that is. And that is the angry activist. She's very excited, very knowledgeable, has a lot of wisdom that she's going to be sharing with us pretty soon. So y'all know how that goes. All right, all right. We're going to give her just a few more minutes to get on here. But while we're doing it, we're going to go ahead and take a little bit of time to talk to the folks out here. We want to welcome everybody tonight. Thank you, Brother Benny from San Francisco, California. It's nice seeing you out there, my brother. Hopefully everything is cool. I'm cool and on this end right here in Oklahoma City, yours truly, doing it for you and yours. I hope it's nice and cool out there. Not too cold because, whew, it's about 32 degrees right here in Oklahoma City. And, man, do I feel it. Oh, man, I'm not lying to you. All right or not. All right, we also got our brother Bomani on the line. Hello to you both, Bomani. We got Sister Kathy out there. And we also got Sister Maya, who was here last week, did a brilliant show on the Fred Hampton Gun Club, and very, very, very exciting ending. And we also spoke after the show was over with, so we did have a good time. How y'all doing out there, by the way? Sister Maya, how y'all doing?
Oh, I'm doing great.
Fantastic.
Good. Yeah, we're just waiting for the angry activist to get on her, but like I said, we got a little bit of time, and even if she doesn't show up, we definitely going to have a fun anyway, but we're just going to give a little bit of time. Y'all tell me what's going on y'all's end while we're waiting out here and while we got radio audience. Yes, Johnny, we're going to let you in, too. I got a little feedback from different people going on. But anyhow, Tifa, Mayette, what's going on now? What's happening? What you going on here tonight?
Oh, man, I'm here for the exciting, amazing show. I love talking to people that are really engaged in the community and really care about the community. So I'm excited to be on here.
Wow. Come on with it then. So you just talk a little bit about your show last week, and then again we're going to let Brother Bomani speak. But I just want to tell everybody, because like I said, we did get some more people wanting you back on as well. So again, and Brother Henry said he's glad that you're back on. He's from up there in South Carolina. And he says hello to you. So
awesome.
He just, definitely, y'all. I'm telling y'all.
Hello.
I'm not lying to y'all. We got people out here that love y'all out here because this is their show. This is y'all's radio show. Think I'm kidding with you? I mean, business is it.
That's what's up.
So, again, you did a great show last week. And, again, Henry wanted me to tell you that he appreciated that you were online. And he definitely has contacted your Fred Hampton Gun Club on the internet. He said he's filling out his application. He just wants to appreciate you for what you've done and to keep doing your work. If you got anything you want to say to Brother Henry, go ahead and speak. He's live. Go ahead and talk to him.
Man, I do this for y'all. I do this for y'all to, you know, have true freedom. And I'm very humble when it comes to that. You know, I do this for y'all, and I love my people. And hey, man, if you want to join the fight, man, we're here. We're going, you know, boots on the ground everywhere across these states. We're doing something, man. I just appreciate, you know, being able to speak to the people over here. It really does, you know, give me joy, and it also really does keep me inspired. You know, when other people are inspired by, you know, the organization I'm with and the things that I do. So, man, black power and black love, y'all, and black unity.
All right.
I'm sorry, what was that again?
Now, I was saying that, it was me, I'm Michael, I'm sorry, I had mixed up. Vivian stated that she was listening as well. She said you inspire young ladies like herself, and she just wants to continue to press forward and hope that you continue so she can be inspired by you.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Black power. I'm not going to stop at all. I'm going to continue to,
stop,
to fight and keep going.
All
and
right.
We need
to look at that.
Building this black nation.
Yeah, okay. Now, Bobo Money said something. He's talking slick back out of here. What he said. What you say, Bobo Money? Talk to him. You said
can't
something slick
stop,
back out of here.
Won't stop. You already know what it
is. Oh, okay.
You mean this.
Yep.
Yes, indeed.
Yep.
Yeah.
People.
Yeah. Y'all get the game around. I see. Oh, man. Y'all trying to fire things up before we even get started good around here, man. I told you this is y'all's show tonight. Yeah.
I mean, we're just taking it for a
buddy.
You don't do it, it won't get
done. Y'all trying to fire, you know what?
Exactly.
I be trying to hold things
it's
back.
It's hard to stop.
But it's kind of hard to do. Yeah.
It's hard to stop.
Hey, so
Bobo
Money, talk to me.
Amen.
Amen.
I mean, we're mandated to stand up as men. I mean, that's what men are here for. We're mandated to stand as the strength of our families and communities.
Yes.
So that's mandate number one, to be a man, you know, and stand.
Amen.
So
Amen.
we're on front line duty. The sisters, you know, we definitely thank you all for your strength and your support. But, we're definitely going to take the front line on this one because – we're the saving force of our community. We're the manpower
Amen.
That was made for
yes,
this. This is what we were born for. So,
Amen. Definitely.
We're here
all
to
right.
make sure that the next generation has a chance to grow into their manhood and defend woman and childhood. So,
Amen.
This is the lot we have as men. This is what
Amen.
We're made for.
Can you do it without
child? Come on. Well, who was that saying something? Come on, y'all. We're going to leave it live till she's here. If not, we're going to keep going. Come on. Talk to me.
I was saying
that,
okay.
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, just to jump on his point, it's very apparent that, you know, that's the first line of attack is our black men. That's who they go after because they know that those are the protectors. Those are the protectors. Those are the ones that are front line. So even though us women do stand up and we do join the fight, we still have to acknowledge the fact that our men are the ones that are here to protect us and to drive it home. And we also have our responsibility as women to help and to join into the fight and to help raise the next generation along with the men. So very much important that the men are a part of this movement too.
Indeed.
That they take, you know, the front line along with us, and we stand right there next to them.
Hey, man. Oh, man, you know what? I love the fact that you brought that up. Here's my idea on that. I'm a real revolutionary from way back. You hear me? I'm 64 years old. But at the same time, I was always a part of the Black Panther Party. Let me tell y'all something. Anytime a police drove down the street or whatever, I didn't have cameras back then because they didn't have phones. But I mean, like there are no camera phones and all that stuff. But I tell you what, when we were there, we let our voice be heard. Oh, here they come, man. The police coming at the minute. Everybody watch. Look out. You know, so it just made it better for us when we had phones and things like that of the next generation. So, again, I mean, I feel where y'all coming from. And I want y'all to understand, ladies out there that's listening, that you're not behind me, you're not in front of me, but you walk with me side by side. So I want y'all to understand that part real clear. And it's all about us, and it's not about us. Straight up just like that. I see 937-718. Who is that?
Peace.
I think you was on last
policy
night.
Officer.
Huh?
Peace. Can you hear me? This is 937 Policy Officer Tamiko. I thank you for allowing. Can you hear me?
Yeah, come on.
Okay. Again, peace and salute to all the comrades that are on the line. Gratitude for all of those in support and interested in joining this force of asserting self-determination. It is the number one revolutionary move that we must make to free ourselves and for liberation.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, indeed.
That being said, I will yield the floor.
Thank you so much. All right, all right. Now, we're going to get back to you in just a minute because y'all think y'all switching. I ain't letting y'all go. Let me catch this other person right quick because the line is blinking here. Then I'm going to get back to y'all. I ain't letting y'all go tonight. Who was that 240-486?
Peace.
You don't have to
see that. Peace. This is Comrade Malakia. Yes. And I piggyback off of, I'm well in yourself.
Wow, I'm absolutely great. Come on, talk to me.
Awesome. Yes. I, too, stand for self-determination. We are with the movement out of Detroit. The residents of Detroit have spoken. They're standing for the number one human right of self-determination.
Wow.
Comrade Bumani invited us to the call tonight, so we're listening in. And I just wanted to say
okay.
Thank you for the platform. Yep. Thank you.
Hey, man, I tell y'all, listeners, what, like I tell y'all, see, let me tell y'all something. Y'all need to get one thing clear here. Number one, this is your radio show, and the best way you can contact me, I'm going to get my number out on there. I mean, if y'all told me I'd give it to you, I'm going to tell you, if anybody asks, I'm going to say you're lying. I didn't give it. No, I'm just kidding. But my number is area code 405-882-6478, 882-6478, and I also have a Facebook page and an Instagram page to where I want y'all to go to that. And if you got something that you want to air for that particular topic the next week or whatever, well, next week we don't talk about Kwanzaa, but after that, you're free to give me suggestions. Again, this is your show. How can I get you more involved than you coming out and telling me what you want to hear? You're the audience. You're the people that's running it. I'm just here, like I said, just putting the show on for you. No more than that. I don't run anything. I don't think I'm better or less than you. I am about business, moving forward, and progress is all what I'm all about. So I want y'all to understand that. All right, then. So, now who was that lady talking a while ago, 937? She thought I was going to let her get away. Come on back in here. You stood up, right?
Please, Brother Michael, I am standing up with the people of Detroit to assert self-determination.
Okay.
I've come to find out there is no other way to free ourselves from this systematic gentrification, oppression, modern-day enslavement in these times, and just outright
wow.
tyranny.
Okay. So, what? Let me tell you something. I want to ask all of y'all this, so I asked Sister Maya the other night. I want to do it again, and I want all of y'all to answer this for me. What drove y'all to see the need in self-determination? What was the driving point, Sister? I mean, what was it that just said, okay, this is enough, I'm going to go and do it?
I'll speak on that. I like to speak on that.
Okay.
My name, this is Malakia, and I'm just going to say, because no other way has worked. Our people have marched, rioted, begged, boycotted, voted for years, and nothing's worked. Nothing's worked.
Uh-huh.
We was given the message of self-determination back in the day with Marcus Garvey, back in the day with Brother Malcolm X. They want
That's
to
right.
portray like it's something wrong with asserting it. They brought the Kwanzaa term of self-determination, Kuji Chakalia. That is not it. It's not. It's,
uh-huh.
it's more than change your name. It's standing for the same laws and the same action that they did in 1776 when they had their Independence Day and broke away from Great Britain. So this is where we're standing. If it's not about self-determination, I don't want to talk about it. If it's not about self-determination, I have no parts of it. I digress.
Okay. You know, I like that. I tell you what, Brother Bomani, let me see if you can take it back on that for me, Brother Bomani. Light a fire for me. What's going on?
The independence is the whole point of it all. That's the business. If we're not independent, then we're doing other people's bidding. We're being abused by other people when we don't govern ourselves. So it's on us to govern ourselves. And to protect
okay.
each other. That's how civilized people carry themselves. But, you know, if you're just a member of a society and you're going to need all kind of contracts and policing, you know, this is how they have created this society to be. But we have an overstanding of culture and that when people exercise their right of self-determination. By virtue of that right, they're free to determine their political status, which in turn opens the door for their economic, social, and cultural development.
Okay.
So these are things that we have to have. These are not optional. None of these things can be debated. And if they're not talking about them, then they're more controlled opposition. They're being controlled either directly or indirectly by those who don't want us to be independent, who don't want us to have our will and exercise it.
All right. Okay, good. All right, Sister Maya, what you got on there? What are y'all trying to look at, man? Y'all going to make me take a drink of vodka tonight. Y'all keep it up. I want to tell you, y'all keep it up.
Straight, no chaser.
Go ahead, Sister, talk to me.
You know, what drove me to do what I do now, you know, it took a lot of self-determination just for me alone, you know, before I began to put any action out here in the community. I've noticed, you know, over the years and over the time that I've been living, my whole 29 years of living, that every time we stand up for something, every time we ask for basic human rights and we ask to, you know, be a part of this society, they just continue to push back. So it's like until we start, you know, putting our foot forward and stop asking them for it and just say, hey, this is how we're going to live, this is what we're going to do, you know, no more depending on you, we're going to put it in our hands because obviously you don't want, you're not wanting any part of it with us, you know. So really us standing up as a community and moving forward with, you know, establishing our own everything should be the goal for all of us, you know, because they don't want us here, but we are, you know what I mean? So until, and they can't send us back to Africa because we was here. We the only ones that they can't send back.
All right, on that note, y'all give me a minute. Man, look here, man, I can't sit in my seat. Y'all trying to start. Hold up, man. Let me go get chop myself down right quick. Let me go get some change and all this here. I'll be back. I'm having fun in Echolife. Y'all inspire me, but let me take a fix break with me right back. This is People Power Radio. Your guy, Brother Michael Treeshaker, Washington. Here we go. We'll be right back. We're going to take us out with a little bit of Whitney Mogill, you guys.
I believe that children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride to make it easier. Let the children laugh. Everybody's searching for a hero. People need someone to look up to. I never found anyone who fulfilled my needs. A lonely place to be. And so I learned to depend on me.
Back again, y'all. This is your guy, the Tree Shaker, Michael Washington. Tonight's show, we were actually supposed to be doing about economic development, and in reality, ironically, we are talking about economic development, economic independence, economic self-worth, self-determination, and self-autonomy. The right to choose, deliver, and to be ourselves without any interference. Retire the master, sit your behind down on your desk now, because you can't tell us nothing no more. We mean business today. It's about us. You got your guts, and we're going to be equalizers now. Ain't going to be none of that one-sided stuff no more. You don't frighten us no more. We are powerful people. We're independent. We're strong and determined, and we're going to be independent. Our children are going to be given, like Whitney Houston just said. They are our future. They need to be more than the crackhead. They need to be more than just broken-down homes, poverty, listlessness. That's all dead and gone now. So again, all my audience tonight, thank y'all for joining tonight. And we're going to get back where we left right off at. Let's start with Brother Bomani right here. Brother Bomani, you tell me about self-determination. What's going on, brother? Oh, yeah? All right, since he's not there, sister, up there in two.
My bad.
Two
can phones. You hear me, brother?
Oh, tell me. Tell me about self-determination.
Pardon me, brother. I had my phone on mute. But the whole thing is that it's a political move. We have to get politically orientated and understand the proper direction to go as a people, not as a community, but as a nation. You know, we've been told that we're the black community. Actually, we're a nation, and we're several nations, actually. We have several. We're not a monolithic people. We have several different, I guess you can call it subcultures, if you will. But the thing is that we're a common people due to our collective experience here, due to the oppression. Now, there was plenty of us here before the invasion of the Caucasian.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wasn't stolen from Africa. Let's be clear and understand that for thousands of years we've been on this land, long before anybody else got here, we were here. Before any so-called Native American, I mean, no salt or shade to anybody, but we are the original people of the planet. The black man and woman are the original people of the planet on all continents. We are the original people. We're the aborigines. So I know that they've been whitewashing history, and, you know, they've been telling lies. They've told so much lies, they've convoluted things to the point where it's hard to tell up from down and right from left. So we just have to reorientate ourselves and start doing our part, and starting with determining for ourselves our values, what's important to us, and our principles, and then to move accordingly. So these are the things of manhood and womanhood and nationhood. These things we're going to have to participate in as a people, to develop the culture that's needed for our children to grow up and to develop a world that's fit for them. So we have to start thinking forward. We have to start thinking ahead and paying it forward. We got to put in this work. We can't just sit back and expect it to get done if we don't do it. We expect somebody else to do it. It ain't going to get done.
Okay, I'm good. All right, that is very, very true. Now, I tell you what. Anybody that's out there that want to respond to him, y'all go ahead and do it, because I got everybody's mic on tonight. We're just going to have like a little round table. And if you interrupt, or go ahead, and we're not going to worry about it, because like I said, that's what the mics are for. If you feel like you need to say something, can't hold it. And I'll just direct everybody that somebody has hold up a minute or whatever. Other than that, jump in when y'all get ready. You know, so y'all come on out. But let me say while I'm at it, my important thing that I like is the black empowerment, black economic power, y'all. Number one, we can't go anywhere without black economic power. Let's understand this. This is your host talking now. All you people out there in Europe, Tennessee, Georgia, Philadelphia, Mississippi, y'all listening in, thank y'all. But I want y'all to know self-determination is our theme, and we're not going to be trampled on. We're not going to be stopped. We're not going to be interfered with, nor will we be labeled as troublemakers anymore. Anytime black folks stand up talking about independence, power and strong, they're suddenly militant now. You're a troublemaker now. Okay, well, my middle name is Troublemaker. And, you know, as a matter of fact, if you don't like it, master, you can put a T on the front of it if you want a capital T, straight up like that, bottom line. Now, but black empowerment, my brothers and sisters, is like this here. We're going to have social power, political power, economic power, human power, religious power, policy power, counterintelligence power, just like the powers that be do. Now, anybody want to break in and stop me when you get ready, I don't have a problem with it, because, again, that's what you're here for. Don't let me say everything you think. You need to say something, come on in. But I just want everybody to know that we the people, by the people, for the people. The Constitution of the United States did not include you and me. Are y'all ready for this one? We weren't included until the 13th Amendment suddenly rolled around. Don't start it with me now, because we're going to keep it real tonight. It wasn't until the 13th Amendment to the United States Constitution, I ain't calling nothing constant, the United States Constitution, that was the 13th Amendment, so-called, when we were so-called set free by Abraham Lincoln. Okay, we know better than that. It wasn't until the 13th Amendment to the United States Constitution that we so-called recognized having what you call basic human rights like everybody else. Before that time, and even still that time, listen carefully, y'all. This is very important so you know the understanding of what we're dealing with here. And then again, I'm going to let y'all come in. The 12 Amendments, First Amendment to the United States Constitution did not include you and me. So now if you go back from 13th Amendment, go up to the all the way to the first, go backwards to the left, think about how they saw you and me as cattle, as nothing but furniture, as less than a human being, less than a dog, less than a damn wolf running down the street, okay? So when you think about that, when they say we the people, by the people, and other people, they didn't talk about you and me. They were talking about somebody else. So it is important that we understand and break these people's policies and practices down so that we ourselves can become independent, self-determination, self-autonomy. The only way we can do that is we have to understand the masterful work that Master put together to make sure that we stay divided and conquer, and we must correct that. Somebody come on in and talk to me about that.
Brother Michael, I'm going to have to insist that you stop referring to them as Master. That is totally inappropriate, brother. I mean, even in a joking way, we need to deal with them straight up as they are. They're not masters unless you're talking about masters of conflict and chaos. And then we need to put the rest of it on.
That's what I like. Just what you just said,
masters of conflict and chaos.
I call them that as a way of mocking them.
Give them the truth. They're masters of chaos.
Right.
They're masters of wickedness.
Right.
Because if we keep giving them accolades, they get high off of that. Give them the truth. The truth is what's going to set us free. That's what we're here for. We're here to give the truth about what's going on and the duties that we have. You know, this is part of it. We have to give the truth about these people and what they've done and the violations of our rights. This is the business that we're in. We're to make things right.
Okay.
And the only thing that's going to make it right is the truth. So the truth is what sets us free. And we're going to have to use progressive measures. We've got to use progressive measures of dealing with these people because everything else hasn't worked. So we're going to do things in a manner
Did you not hear me call him Master? You didn't hear me call him Master?
Oh, yeah, I heard him
Master.
But, you know.
I call him Master,
okay.
Not Master.
Okay.
See, that has a difference.
I stand corrected on that one. Okay, I get the point. I get the point.
Yeah, but
we have to go into the human rights. Let's deal with the business. Let's deal with the business. Give me a second so we can handle the business. The human rights violations that have gone on because we allow it. Simple as that.
Mm-hmm.
Simple as that. The men have allowed it. I know the sisters want to help and stand up, but the men have allowed it. I'm talking to us as men. Sisters, I appreciate you all being willing and ready, but we can't do it without our men. We need our men to stand up so we could be able to fight back.
Absolutely.
If we don't have the men standing up, we lose by default. By default. It's just simple physics. So, brothers, it is imperative that you all stand up in your communities and organize in your areas where you are to take control and secure our women and children, to ensure the safety of our communities, our streets, our elders, our property. This is what we're here for. If we don't do this, we have no other purpose here. None.
All right. Okay, great.
This is not something that we chose to be. This is what we were born to be.
Mm-hmm.
This is your birthright.
All right. Now,
this
come
is what
on,
we have to pass
on
for our
I'll
children. We have to stand as example for our sons and let our daughters know what it is that they are to look forward to in a man.
Mm-hmm.
Be an example for them. Not just tell them. We have to be examples. We have to lead the way.
Right. So,
and
as
human rights officers. Hold on 1 second, brother. Let me share with the people about the human rights policy officers. Now, as a human rights policy officers, you have to have certain knowledge. You have to have knowledge of the International Bill of Human Rights. You got to understand and have ability to cope with situations firmly, but yet courteously. You have to be tactful and with respect, you know, deal with the right of other people. You're not just going to come in here and just bogart people, you know, just disregard them like the police do. We're public safety. We're human rights policy officers. We're not coming to violate your human rights. We're coming to make sure that your human rights are respected. You know, we have to patrol our areas. We have to respond to calls. We're the enforcement of the laws. We're the ones who stop the violators. We issue the citations and tickets and make arrests.
Mm-hmm.
But we're also to teach the people, teach the public about their human rights. You know, these are all the duties of a human rights policy officer. You know, so there's a there's some training that's going to have to be done, some organization and some education that has to go into this. So it's not something that you can just, you know, wake up and say, okay, I'm ready. You have to prepare yourself. You have to take the time out to study, and you have to take the time out to train yourself in order to be able when it's time. And that's what we need to start with right now is the education process to become informed of the Bill of Human Rights.
Come on, who's that? Hold on, brother. Hold on, who was it? Come on, who was that? Come on, I heard somebody back there. You ain't going to be scared now. Come on.
That was me. Now, yes, I do agree with him about the men being the front line. To speak on the women, you know, in general, we have to stop allowing the system, everybody, this TV, this television, this all this extra stuff that they're trying to promote out here for us black women. We have to start turning that down and refusing that because they want to push us away from our black men, away from being in a position to be mothers and to be the women of the home. They want us to be out here just wilding out and doing the most instead of really fulfilling our purpose as women. It amazes me how other cultures can catch that and, you know, be at home teaching their kids, be, you know, active in the community. Us black women and us as far as the black community, we can do that too. We need that. We need our women to attend to our children and to teach them, you know, how to conduct themselves out here in public and as, you know, and teach them culture and also to stand behind our men in the program that they have for us and the family, the black family in general, especially if you are married or you are with a conscious black man without pushback in the community. So it's very important that we all understand our role in the Black Power movement and really be prepared for things that are coming in the future because they need us. You know, the future needs us. They need to see more pro-black families prospering and that are teaching these basic human rights, teaching the basic roles of being a wife, a mother, a child, or being a man. These need to be displayed through us first in order to in order to progress us as people into economic independence and economic growth.
Now, this is for every one of y'all out there. Now, this is a question. I want all of y'all to participate in this because this is disturbing me. Now, y'all know everything y'all talk, I'm going to be the devil's advocate. Everything you black folks tonight are talking about, man, y'all right on point. But y'all know what? Mine, y'all ain't nothing but mad black folks. You're mad because we got everything. We got money. Y'all ain't got nothing. Now, we gave y'all the crack cocaine. We gave y'all poverty. We gave you gang violence. So now how y'all going to get correct at what we gave y'all? Y'all know that's mentally, psychologically, and emotionally disrupting your communities. Me being a master for the minute. Tell me how y'all going to get up under my yoke of depression. Somebody. Hello.
We're going to get out of that by asserting. We're going to get out of it by asserting self-determination. That's the only way out of this. It's the number one human right. All peoples have a right of self-determination. By virtue of this right, we freely determine our political status and freely pursue our economic, social, and cultural development. That's it and that's all. It's very simple. Brother Bumani put it plainly. It's no way around it. I digress.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, great, great. Now, come on, somebody else out there. Don't mind it. Talk to me. She just hit you up, so come on. I got to give you a flow. Come on.
That's the business. We have to be willing to accept responsibility for ourselves and handle the business. Manhood,
mm-hmm.
womanhood, peoplehood. We're a nation. It's time that we move as a nation. All these 501c charitable community, charitable organizations, they're exactly what we need. We need more of them, but we need them to start taking care of the business of our communities, of tending to our communities. That's one way we can get it done. And, you know, as far as using this system, the best thing we can do is withdraw our consent from this system and use our dollars constructively to build our own system. That's what we can do right now. We can stop engaging in them. The police, we need to start making sure that we have security and that we ban their so-called policing. We outright ban them from our communities. No more do we allow them. Those cars are paid for with our tax dollars. Yes, this is our land. Yeah, they brought their money, but this has been our land. We've been here.
Uh-huh.
They didn't import us. They don't run us. We've allowed these things to go on because we've been consenting. We've been conforming. Now we no longer conform. We no longer consent. We must resist. And we must
let me add a little to that. Well, I like what you just said, and everybody in my listening audience, hello, Vivian down in Florida, if you can join us tonight. Let me say this here. Back to myself again. I'm no longer master now. This is me talking. You know what, y'all? Tell me, what y'all all said tonight is so great and on point. Let me tell y'all something. First of all, we know about the 1964 so-called Voting Rights Act. Oh, no, that's Human Rights Act. What was it? No, 1965 Voting Rights Act, okay? Now, they tell me, and if y'all notice that if you've been watching the news, if you're watching TV, if you're watching, listening to the radio, they're already talking about decimate every kind of right we have in voting. So, Brother Momani, let me show you one reason why. I agree wholeheartedly with everything that y'all have said tonight, and in no way, form, or fashion, am I disagreeing in no way. Let me say further like this here. The Voting Rights Act is none but a sham and mockery. And then you had the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Okay, now think about that now. This is supposed to target African-American people, right? Because our rights have been trampled on. We were hung by the neck. We were deprived of education, deprived of affirmative action, and all these so-called white-oriented institutions that clearly were not for you and me. Because, first of all, listen to me carefully. If I automatically had something on the right and entitlement to, listen here, they would not have to give me anything. You can't give me something I already have an entitlement to. Watch this here. Everybody listen carefully to this. Civil Rights Act. Voting Rights Act. Now, what do you do with an act if you're performing for someone, aren't you? Listen to the words, y'all. I keep trying to tell you the code here. Why not? How come not civil rights? Why not voting rights? Why do you have to put an act on it? We're going to act like we give these Negroes something to quell their disturbances and knowledge of, that we're really their enemies. So we're going to take from them and keep them blinded to the fact, and y'all ready? Watch this here. Why is it we are the only ethnic group in America that has to be given approval by Congress every 25 years for them to recognize us to have voting rights or even civil rights? That's right, every 25 years, if the Congress don't say we recognize human beings, we don't become. Y'all listen to me. Will you? Are you listening to my radio audience? Yeah, thank you, Johnny. Yes, I can't speak to you right now because I'm busy, but keep talking. Anyhow, listen carefully, y'all. Self-preservation is the first law of nature. And because we know this is a fact, we have to start challenging our own brothers and sisters in our community who refuse to stand up because, you know, there's going to be some pro-Caucasian-loving white supremacist. Oh, man, I'm not going to go against NASA. I work for NASA. NASA's going to drive my kids to school.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's just the point, brothers and sisters. We're trying to get you away from that. We know that you're bound by his presence and his economic strength and his woes. We know that. We know that you're worried about it. If I expose myself, if I get there and rally with you, they're going to take my job, my kids. Well, that is exactly why we, like you said, Brother Bowman and your sister doing it tonight. I'm getting ready to cut it off, y'all. Cut me off.
That's why we said tonight we need self-determination, self-independence. We need, like the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, give us three states, boy, it's on and cracking. You want to know why not? Within 25 years, he knows that we're straightening it out. You want to know why they would have a problem with that? Because we would be running the United States as we ever run the world throughout history. Somebody come in and talk to me on that. Let me know if I'm making sense.
Yeah, they knew that that would be the end because we're the only thing. What they've used is an enemy to keep themselves together. Otherwise, they'd have been torn themselves apart. That's their nature. They've always warred against themselves. That's what they did after they came out of the Caucasus Mountains. They invaded Europe. They're not even original Europeans. They've stolen that, too. They're identity thieves. This is what they do. They steal culture. They steal names. They steal land. They steal technology. They steal people.
Okay.
This is what they do. So they're doing nothing other than what they've been doing. And the only thing that's changing is that we're awakening and that we're no longer allowing this to happen anymore. We're organizing ourselves, and the first order of business is to organize on a local level and withdraw consent.
Well, Monty, you can finish when I get back, brother. I've just been alerted. I got to take a station break. I went over my time. I did. That's how y'all got me a show tied up, and I'm going to get y'all when I catch up. Hold on just a minute. I'll be right back. Hold on.
Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride to make it easier. Let the children's laughter remind us how we used to be. Everybody's searching for a hero. People need someone to look up to. Never found anyone who fulfilled my needs. A lonely place to be. And so I learned to depend on me.
Y'all ain't gonna get it from me. I'm not feeling that. No. Come on, brother. Talk to me. I had to cut y'all while I get back. Come on, talk to me, man. Where were you? Where were we at?
Yeah, we have to get on the business of human rights. That's where we are.
Okay.
And we have to organize locally. It's crucial that we have boots on the ground, knowing who's who and what's what. We need to do a door-to-door campaign to get the consent of our neighbors to govern ourselves, to give ourselves reparations, to stop the gentrification, to end the police violence, the police terror. These things that we can do ourselves right now. We don't have to wait for anybody else.
That's right.
We don't have to wait till sometime next year. We can go do this right now. Right now. I mean, we can organize, and whenever the people decide to make a move, that's when the moves get done. We don't respect any time of day. The time is now.
Amen.
Right now.
Amen.
There is no time but right now for justice.
Amen. Let me ask a sister up there in Detroit. Sister Talking, you say y'all were moving, doing some checking and moving up there. What's going on up that way? Did you hear me?
Okay.
Go ahead. What's going on?
Okay, so the residents of Detroit have spoken. They're tired of gentrification. They're tired of being wrongfully evicted. They're tired of having all these empty properties, and they're sleeping in the parks. So the people are standing up for the number one human right. But I wanted to go back to what you were talking about earlier when you said the voting rights and Dr. King. And but realize after he – Years before he passed, well, right before he was assassinated, he said, after all the years of fighting for voting rights, he felt like he put us in a burning house or put our ancestors in a burning house.
Yeah.
He said we moved from an era of civil rights to human rights. But nobody was really paying attention to that. Like, he was giving us the keys of understanding to what's going to help our people. The voting rights is not doing it. We could fight all day. People are having a hunger event right now. What is that? Joe Madison. He's on a hunger strike or fast, whatever, for voting rights. Well, he going to end up dying because they don't care about that. They don't care about the voting rights. It's the human rights that's going to help our people. So the residents of Detroit, they're standing up. They're going to be housed. They're going to have their autonomous zones. They're going to control their own neighborhoods because enough is enough.
Go ahead. Okay, so how long have you been with that movement up there? And can you give? Do you want to get some information out, phone numbers, anything? I mean, we definitely want the brothers and sisters. Like you said, this is everybody's show. I don't care where you're located. If you need to get information out, this is what your show is about. So if you need to get some information, numbers, who you're with or whatever, this is your opportunity. Go ahead.
Okay, well, our hotline number is 888-999-6530. Human rights are nationwide. I mean, it's worldwide. It's our human right to stand up for this right. They can look up the Declaration of Human Rights. They can look up their own city charter. They can look up their state constitution. It's all right there.
Wow.
You know, there's nothing that the people of Detroit invented. It's nothing that the government of the people have created. It's been around. We just never knew about it. Go ahead, Bomani.
www.detroitgov.us. That's www.detroitgov.us. And the number is 888-999-6530. That's 888-999-6530. Call and find out more. Definitely go to the website and read up. It's a fast course.
Give them the Facebook too, Bomani.
Okay, Facebook, what is it?
What's the Facebook?
It's Detroit People's Government.
Detroit People's Government.
Is the Facebook.
Detroit People's Government. Yes, my bad.
All right. Everybody,
we definitely have
the number to reach. Okay, go ahead, brother. Come on.
Go ahead, brother.
The number to reach, again, the Detroit movement is www.detroit.gov. Right?
No. It's detroitgov.us.
DetroitGov.us
is the website.
Okay, good.
DetroitGov.us. The Facebook is Detroit People's with an S Government. Detroit People's Government. And our hotline number is 888-999-6530.
Good. Okay, y'all, so let me repeat all that again. And if I don't repeat it right this time, y'all just take me out of the show and just eat all my cookies up. I'm having fun in that show. Detroit.gov.us.
Stop. Listen, Brother Michael. Detroitgov.us No, you said no. Detroit Dot. You said Detroit Dot again. Forget this.
Yes,
Detroit
the dot
Dove.
Between,
then the
yeah.
Dot.
Oh, Detroit.
I know, right?
Gov, right?
Gov. Dot US.
Oh. Okay, Detroit Gov. Dot US. All right. I told y'all,
perfect.
If y'all let me live.
Give me them cookies. Give me them cookies.
and the hotline number is 888-999-6590. No, let me help me quit you. 888-999-6530.
Perfect.
Right? Okay,
perfect.
Good.
Yes.
Now, you said the sister's not somebody, a caller just wanted to know, his name is Henry. He just wanted to know, what do you mean by the people are taking back of their self-autonomy and their self-government and their self-community houses and stuff? What do you mean by that? I'm going to send him also to your website, but he won't hear from you, so go ahead on. So, how do you pronounce your name, Mom?
Well, Malakia. Well, self-determination
Malakia,
means self-government. Yes. Self-determination means to self-govern. So we're governing, the residents of Detroit are going to govern themselves. They're going to control their own city, control their neighborhoods. That's what the
wow.
Human rights policy officers do.
Sure.
And that person that asked the question needs to go to the website. At the bottom is a short video that Comrade Ramsey has. And watch the video. It will make it simple
okay.
And plain. He can look at the state constitution. He can look at the city charter and the Declaration of Human Rights. This is a real
Woo.
A real action. It's a real thing.
Oh, shame,
definitely. Okay, so again, anybody interested, Brother Henry, he said he gave you a thumbs up. He said thank you. He wanted to learn a little bit more about you. I tell y'all what, y'all, the number again is Malakia. She's a part of the Detroit movement, DetroitGov.us. That's the website. Then you also have Detroit People Gov, right? Or the Facebook page. And
the
hotline
Facebook
number is
Detroit People. One second, Brother Michael. The Facebook
okay,
is Detroit People's Government. Detroit People's
oh, Detroit
Government.
Okay, Detroit People's Government. Okay, I got it. It's on
yeah.
Here. Okay. Detroit People's Government is the website. Okay, excuse me, is the Facebook page. Everybody, I want y'all to go to this because it's very important so we can piggyback on what they're doing up there, and hopefully we can bring it back to our individual community. Go look up your charter. Go look up your government. Go look up your statutory rights. Go look up the city council information because it's definitely right there. Those brothers and sisters wouldn't be doing what they're doing if they did not know they had the right to do it. And if you, and their hotline is, again, 888-999-6530. Again, we appreciate everybody for being with us. I got a little bit about maybe 2.5 minutes before I'm going to have to get up out of here, but we're still going to remain on the line. We're definitely going to continue this here for about another 30 minutes. I talked to radio show, and to give me 30 more minutes, they said they like what we're doing, and I mean, we have people all over the world. I mean, we're moving this particular outlet and this communication line. So, again, y'all, I'm going to try to get us a podcast so we can start watching one another while we do a broadcast. I think that'll be good as well. So I'm talking to the management about that, and a lot of people say that was a good idea. Let me let everybody know that we are in all 50 states and that we'll come in here. Yeah, I can't get everybody on at all times, but at the same time, I do recognize that, as y'all know I do. Again, this is People Power Radio. This is your show. Again, where our motto is change your world, your world will change around you. Just for a little bit of those who don't know, I'm the Tree Shaker from Oklahoma City. I run a local nonprofit called Empower People Incorporated. Again, where our motto is change your world will change around you. I also have a nonprofit organization called Oklahoma Coalition Against People Abuse, where we go down and we stand out and we try and make changes with our prison system. And we try to promote political, religious, economic, and social reform. So, again, y'all, we're working on every level. I think all of us are doing the same thing tonight. And let us continue to do this because one love, one people, this is how we get it done. One mind, one heart, one spirit, and one soul. That's the only way we're going to be able to get it done. This is your radio show, People Power Radio. And, again, now we still have, we're getting ready to go off the air, but we'll still be able to do have conversations. People will still be able to listen. But there will not be any call-ins, nor will I be making any more commercials after this. So, again, I thank everyone. And, again, if you got ideas, you can reach me on Facebook, Michael Washington. You can also get me on Instagram. And, again, my number is 405-246-9089. That's our organization's line. Again, our number is 405-246-9089. And that is our organization line. So if you got trouble in the state, wherever you are, if we can help you, we're going to do that. So, again, let me sign out, but we're still going to be on the air. One love, be peace, and I'm out. All right. Hello, anybody still with me? Who's this 916? I thought I saw him the other night on that 916.
Oh,
hello? Now, who's that 916 number?
Probably somebody who just calling to listen. You know, this is an alien show.
Now, Bubba, excuse me, 937, sister, are you still with us? 937? I know she's still on, but the number's still on me. Now, exactly, what is your name, sister? Let me talk to you right now. What is your number again?
Can you hear me again
so I can get it right? Yeah. What is your name again so I can get it right?
Policy Officer Tamiko.
Okay, Policy Officer Tamiko. Okay. Well, Sister Tamiko, what you talk to us tonight, you've been kind of silent. I know you've been absorbing all the knowledge, but let me see what you got.
Well, they've been doing a great job letting everyone of our number one right of self-determination, letting everyone know that we need to educate our people, especially our youth. And one of the challenges that we face today in asserting self-determination is educating the youth, because the youth is the most important piece in what we're doing, because the future generations is what we're aiming to save, is what we have to save, just so we can leave a legacy for them. So we're not passing on more trauma to the future generations, the born and unborn. That's not what we want to do, you know, because we have so much generational trauma already. So one of the things that we also face the challenge of is to heal one another, to forgive one another, and to love one another. At the same time, we need to fight against our oppressor and our enemy. At the same time, it seems like a big task, but it's really not as hard as it appears to be.
Mm-hmm. Now, I want to say, you know, something to piggyback on what she was saying. You know, we already are, you know, facing, you know, the movement already in general. But like she was saying, like, you know, we're having that inside battle within the community with each other. And that's what their aim is to do, is to keep us fighting, to keep us against each other, man, and, you know, black man against black woman against black woman, black man against black man, you know, and that leaves our children starving, you know what I mean, for the knowledge that they do need of themselves and their culture. And, you know, they are, like she was saying, they are our future. You know, so my interactions with, you know, any black children is first, like, you know, I'll talk to them, hey, how are you doing? You know, and depending on what the setting is, you know, and they get curious about, well, what does this flag mean? What does this mean? You know what I mean? Why do you wear your hair like that? Why do you do this? And I educate them on our culture and why I do the things that I do, or why this brother or this sister does this, and what does this mean? Because that right there will get their mind going. They're already young children, and they already are curious of what things are in the world, but we want them to be curious of the knowledge of themselves and of their culture and of, you know, how the black nation is. Unfortunately, I didn't have that opportunity to have that knowledge. So as I got older, I always told myself that I'm going to always teach that, whether it's my kids or someone else's kids or whatever. This is who I am. They may not be my blood and they may not come from me, but I feel like my responsibility is to educate them first about themselves and about their culture.
All right.
That's beautiful. Yes, indeed, sis. That's awesome. We definitely need to bottle that up and ship it out. We need that everywhere. Everybody needs to have the village mind state.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Did I hear Brother Devin?
Come on. I mean,
online?
You what now?
I thought I heard Brother Devin online. Maybe it was somebody else.
I don't know, Brother Devin. Is that 916? I think it's just listening in. They haven't said a word, but, I mean, they're still here. But anyhow, go ahead, go over one here. I'll just go say something right here. Y'all, everything we say tonight is great. But we have to keep in mind.
When we go through the human rights, you know, there's some basic human rights. And one of them would be the right to have a nationality.
Uh-huh.
Everybody has that right. So as a people, we need to go ahead and establish our own nationality. You know, that's the right of self-determination. That's what that does for us. We don't have to go by labels anymore. We can call ourselves whatever we choose to call ourselves. That's the power that what we're doing has. We can rewrite our own script. This time we have the pen in our hands. We don't have to have somebody call us three-fifths of a human being. We can establish our own constitution for our children, for our people. And, of course, you know, we're such a righteous people that we want to share the good in life with people. So we're not the xenophobic type. That's just not who we are. But we have learned to protect ourselves. We have to have boundaries. If you don't have boundaries, then you get ran over. That's just how it is in life. And we have to stop operating in the capacity of less than. So we need to be all that we are. And don't shout out.
I need to know. I need y'all to tell me, though. Again, it sounds great. How do we reach the crackhead, the gangbang, the homelessness, who, again, don't want to go against the status quo because they fear going to jail. They fear that they won't get a bite to eat. They're going to lose their job. We all know that's talking tonight what we need to do. We ourselves know. But how do we get our brothers and sisters to pull in? Let me say this here, and then I'm going to leave the floor. I think, in a political term, we're going to have to call them casualties of war. Either you're going to be with us or you aren't. And bottom line, I mean, we're going to keep it real. Again, y'all going to get, as the show goes on, the more shows we hold, I'm going to get a little bit more revolutionary to where people know, because, like I said, I'm from the old school back there, but, you know, you can't say too much too quickly because people get the wrong impression, but there will be casualties of war. And we cannot allow those to hang around to go back and tell master what we're doing. So now, how do we get those people to come on home, y'all? Somebody, take the floor, anybody.
Through love.
I'll take the love. Wheel on
that,
please.
Example.
Let me elaborate on that. Also, I would like to elaborate first on what, Comrade Bonmani spoke on about we have a right to a nationality. So what we need to do is encourage our people, including our youth, no matter what age they are in life, is to trace their roots, their genealogy, and find out what tribe they are tied to, because the tribes are what build a nation. The tribes are what build a nation of people. So we can decide what nationality we want to call ourselves after we determine who our tribes are, who our tribespeople are. And that's by many ways of research you can do that, talking to your family, finding old documents that maybe your grandmother had and left in the house in a shoebox or a safe or whatever. I recently, a few years back, went to a family reunion, and some cousins, on my mother's side, it's a big family, so some cousins did start to give us a starting place to trace our tribes, and went back to my mother's grandmother in their marriage certificate. And you know, back then, they didn't get married at the city hall. They married amongst each other in their tribes, and they documented it in a Bible. And
one of the things we have to do is know how to withdraw from a system, because a simple marriage certificate is a certificate of ownership by the government. That's giving them consent to say that they own your you, your baby. That's what that does for you. So the alternative is a certificate of matrimony. Anybody need that information, let me know, inbox me, and I can share it with you. It is a long, long list of information
sure
that was put out was by a brother with a page called The Legal Crack. And that was very insightful. So to move on how we reach the crackheads and the dope dealers and so forth on that, you're not going to be able to reach everybody. You're not going to reach everyone. Those that are genuinely concerned and interested in this movement and resolution, those are the ones that we are targeting. Those are the ones that we keep the interest on the topic that we're discussing. Those are the target audiences of the minds that we need to capture. The ones that it goes in one ear and out the other, or the ones that constantly give confusion. You know, we can't keep beating a dead horse, you know, because that's a waste of time, and that's casting our pearls before the swine, and it's hurtful. So we're not going to continue to do hurtful things to ourselves.
Okay, good.
And
you know what,
that
makes sense to me.
Question.
No, it does. Okay, so you're saying just leave those that don't want to come in, but I mean, how can we move forward with them being in the way, though? I mean, how can you have
actually,
community? You're going to have to
can I speak to that, please?
Come on.
There will be no one left behind. This is a people's move. Once we have the numbers, we're going to make sure that we have everything that we need. Now, if they so choose to go the other way, that's different. But there'll be no one left behind. We're not going to leave anybody behind. The prisons, we're going to give those who are incarcerated an opportunity to get on board, to jump on the bandwagon, to withdraw their consent as well. So, yes, this is going to be a nationwide movement. This is not something that's just happening in Detroit. This is happening throughout everywhere where our people are. Everywhere that we're experiencing the oppression is where we're headed, to make the people, let the people know the good news. The kingdom is at hand by our own hand. All we have to do is withdraw our consent to be sacrificed, because we're not being governed. We're being sacrificed. And that has to end, and we have to end it.
Do y'all agree with me here? Now, somebody stop me if I'm wrong. Don't get you to speak as well. Do y'all think this so-called coronavirus and all that is designed and targeting African-American community to keep us divided when we can't come together? I mean, because it seems like it hit us more hard than anybody else. Ultimately. Go ahead.
Their market strategy is us. I'm also a pharmacy technician outside of the revolution, too. So I've watched them literally come up with a strategy of marketing it to black people or poor people, and they're like,
push it,
low income.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Push it. Make sure you get those numbers out. If they're on government assistance or if they get all this, then we need to push it even harder because it's paid for. And it's like, okay, something's wrong with this. Something is very wrong with this. And you watch the commercials, you watch all those things, and guess who they put on their commercials? Us. Guess who they talk?
Wow.
They push it on the radio station for us. And I'm like,
correct about that.
Exactly.
To hear someone employed in a career in the health aid, that because that worries me in this day and time. I don't even want to go to the doctor or an emergency room to get help.
You like me,
Ashay.
You like me. Ashay, hold on. I'm gonna tell you the truth.
That's why it's imperative that we take control so we can stop that. That's not necessary. We don't need to have these fears. These are preventable.
Well, yes, we do
fears.
Right now, brother, these, man.
These
are
avoidable.
They're controlling right now.
Yeah, that's why we have to.
They're pushing us.
We have to get organized.
Us professionals, you know, it pretty much pushed me outside of the pharmacy world because of me watching that happen. And it's just like, okay. And then they're, you know, driving us out of, you know, of having jobs because of this coronavirus vaccine. And it's like, I can't be in my career unless I get the vaccine, but I'm not compromising, you know, my body because to put that in me. I would rather find another job than to give you, you
another
know, to
career.
Give you my
another
career. Thank you. Another career or avenue, you know, to go instead of, you know, telling you, hey, you can do whatever you want with my body, you know.
Amen.
You signing my check at the end of the day. Absolutely not.
Yeah.
I'll find somewhere else to go.
Well, hey,
and
you know what?
That
was great that you said to yourself, and I love that. It's making you that much more closer and understanding and appreciate what you do when you recognize that they are advertising us, commercializing African-Americans, making it look like, hey, black folks, it's basically from y'all, South Africans and Africa, that all this stuff started anyway, which, again, we know it got started over there in Wuhan, China, and these private laboratories of the United States and Europe. I mean, nobody can trick you and didn't believe otherwise. You know, I already know it went. But what I'm saying is this here. They tell me that you had to, first of all, take the one or two shots. Now, all of a sudden, now you need a booster, all of a sudden. Then the one that's got the booster is the one that's dying. Now, come on, somebody help me with this. How the hell if you got people with heart trouble now that took the thing, they dying before anybody else? Now, come on, man. Now, come on, man. They're going to scare me showing up not taking it.
This
you know
is
I mean?
Obviously a plandemic. This is a scam on the people. Number one, it was brought up to stop the people from withdrawing our consent. This is what was happening in 2020 when they pulled that stunt in March, because they knew what was going down Monday, but Friday they locked the whole country down.
Mm-hmm.
It was just that serious. It was just that serious. There were several cities that were organizing to withdraw consent that Monday. That would have been the anniversary of the covenant of the International Bill of Rights. And that would have been a perfect segue into the withdrawal of consent and to organize our nation on the founding principles of self-determination, as every other nation has done. So we were right on cue, and they came in with this social distancing, no more than 50 people at a gathering. Then they went to 10.
So true, so true.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, this was a strategic stay in power move is what they did. They knew that they were losing they were losing control of the ship.
Mm-hmm.
So they locked it down.
And if y'all know one thing, too, they were also focusing on the fact that y'all know right around this time, I don't know if y'all remember or not, let me help you with your memory, we were talking about reparations around that time, too. It's always designed to distract us. We're the only people on Earth. The Eskimos got there. The Chinese got there. The Jews got there. The Italians all got there.
That was exactly
there.
What was going on.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what was going on in March. That's what I was just saying. We were organizing.
You don't hear me, bro.
United
Man,
States.
I told you. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I'm bringing it up now to let y'all know. That's why I asked y'all, do y'all think it was there? I already know that. But I'm just asking y'all so we can show y'all that everything that we do today in here in the Western Hemisphere is designed to cripple, maim, destroy, and kill us in the African-American community because, listen carefully, y'all, those people read that Bible, and they know what Moses was told to do when he was told to go to Egypt and tell Pharaoh, let my people go. Don't start with me, y'all. I'm trying to tell y'all. I'm aware of that. So I'm trying to tell y'all, here in the United States, these white folk power that we already knew that we had the power to start reuniting as a people, the original people of the earth, And we are now letting people see the need into becoming independent, a nation within a nation, so all these things started jumping up. The poverty, the harshness, the job, lack of education, lack of homes, the viruses, okay, all those things. And you can't, like brother said, you can't stay within 6 feet of each other. Now, come on, man. Now, watch this here. They're trying to make me believe it's airborne. What about the damn time when I ain't got my damn mask on? I ain't here on the phone with this bitch. Something ain't right with that bitch. There ain't no damn airborne. That's some shit they're giving you
the
water or whatever.
Was
you
assigned
on,
the
you
show.
Drank it, ain't come on, man.
Yeah,
the
mask,
mask
was assigned to show that we were conforming. That was the sign that was showing them that we were what they call in step with what they were, the mandate that they were handing down. So it's a matter of knowing our rights on our rights, moving on what we know to be right, what's good for us, not taking somebody else's medical advice. That's not good.
Yeah.
Not for a free people. Yeah. We're not children. We're not their children. So we definitely have no business listening to them. Last time we listened to them, we had a Tuskegee experiment.
Wow.
So, yeah, time we listened to them, we had an AIDS outbreak.
Yes. Ebola.
So, yeah, last time we listened to them, we lost all kind of black-owned businesses, all kind of black economic power, listening to their integration policies. No, thank you. We'll do it ourselves. We will take care of ourselves.
Yeah, amen, amen. And let me tell y'all, brother, man, and this is a serious point. I want y'all to pay close attention to because this is very important as well. Don't y'all go for the hype. Just simply because they got a so-called Joe Biden, one of the most racist bigots that's ever been in the Congress. Now you got him as the United States president. Y'all, listen carefully, y'all. This man been all this time in the Congress, went up 4 or 5 times to be president, and didn't win anything. Now watch this. They put us to sleep by putting a black woman in that position. Y'all don't hear me now.
Mm-hmm.
So because we have a black woman in there, we're supposed to take this man's word every time he says something, take a virus, get your job, and we're going to give you stimulus checks. And see how they're doing us, man.
Kamala's
not
black.
She's a little baby.
Right. She's not black because she won't identify as black. But to your point, Brother Michael, she was on The Breakfast Club speaking to Charlemagne, and I will not call that man Charlemagne the God. Who's God? He's even the God of himself when he kisses her ass. He basically kissed her ass when she put him in check on his show.
Yeah. Wow, really?
Mm.
I didn't know about that.
Really.
Yeah.
He's been suspect for a while.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So she said she won't identify with black.
Yeah, she said that before she was Biden's running mate, you know, during the time that she was Biden's running mate or before, one of the two, that she does not identify as black. She does not recognize.
Oh, man, that scared me. Oh, man.
And of course, just black folks either.
That sounds like somebody confused. But not this kind of white folks. Were. They want a black woman who just jumped. A man, there we go. Look, a black person who just jump, turn flip, do what I say, turn ropes. If I don't identify with being black, but we already know what her agenda is, it could be white oriented. Because you can't be about us if you don't recognize.
And, of course, we know who she married to, right?
Yeah, I saw that one. Italian guy who was. Look here, I'm with you, sister.
A what?
Look here,
a
I am
Caucasian?
With you a whole 100%.
Yeah, I'm Caucasian.
Policy officer Tamiko, I'm with you all day long. You can't get me. I'm well away.
Wait a minute.
She's
married to
I
didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Kamala
Harris
married to
Yes, she is Bomani, Comrade Bomani. She's married to some European or Caucasian Italian guy.
Yeah. Damn sure. I know that for a fact. I saw him when he was running. Yeah.
Okay, no wonder you're loud.
Now, watch this here. So she couldn't identify with us because she would have been going against her husband. regardless of what I'm trying to say, though, I didn't know it, but now I see the plot. I didn't know it at first, but now I see it. Okay, and then, like you said, you got Joe Biden up there from Delaware, one of the most white racist bigots in the world. Let me tell y'all something else, man. Give me a second, y'all can have the floor. It was the Democrats in the beginning who kept us with the Jim Crow laws, y'all. I'm getting ready to write a book on this as well. The Jim Crow laws right here in the South, it was those white Democrats when the Republicans came in, talking about freeing the black men letting from the independence, and which we know is a bunch of talk. But the idea of the fight and going against the so-called revolution, you know, the city of the revolution, well, it was the Democrats who came after the so-called Emancipation Proclamation in 1865. They start collaborating with laws and policies and practices to come with slave codes to further enslave and identify us with these. Go ahead.
The Dixiecrats. I didn't recall.
Yeah. So what I'm saying, y'all, is I don't love any one of those parties because they don't belong to me. I'm just going to tell y'all that. Okay? Those are two Democratic and Republican parties, independent parties. They're not you and me because I ain't seen no black faces in the forefront of running none of them parties. Okay? And each one of those parties participated in our slavery, suffering, and death. And guess this here. Watch this here. The system is so rigged. Watch this here, man. The system is so rigged that no matter who won, it represents the same white supremacist idea. Okay?
Exactly.
So, again, I admit, y'all, we need to find an independent party of our own. And self-preservation, again, is our first law of nature. Now, somebody help me with that. Am I right or wrong, brother? Do we need our own or what?
No, we need more than a party. We need a military. That's what we need.
We
need an independent
military. We know what a party is.
First and foremost.
What is it?
We need security. We don't need a bunch of pin pushers. We need some people that's going to make stand on the line.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good.
That's first order of business.
Uh-huh.
Without security, nothing else even matters because you're saving it up for somebody to come take it.
Right. But at the same time, y'all, let me tell you what here. Those are very important areas that y'all talk about, but we just can't have everybody concentrating on military. Watch it, Michael. Let's not be too clear here. We're going to need somebody who's going to be craftsmen. We're going to need somebody who's going to be the shoe shiners. We're going
to
need somebody who's going
to
be the window wipers. So everybody can't get through one area. Everybody has to stay in their lane. Everybody has to stay in their lane. It's like a mathematician wouldn't be in the field of engineering. So what I'm saying,
no
security,
doubt.
I believe, again, is nice. Then you have to have a person in economics. You have to have a group in sociology. You still don't get that, y'all? Because if we just concentrate on one, we're losing and coming up on the back end of all of them. So, again,
it's not that we're concentrating on one, but there's order. We have to have order. And the first order of business
you can't
is
have order on the military and nothing else happening, bro. I mean, this ain't going to work.
No. First order of business is security. We have to come together on a security foundation.
Yeah.
No, not by itself,
but
that's the first order of business, big bro. That's what I'm saying. And if we don't put that first, then we'll lose focus.
Yeah, independence, right. Okay. And let
security,
me tell you, so
security before independence. We have to secure our wealth. We have to secure our communities, our food. That's first thing first. Or we won't have anybody to go to work. We'll have a bunch of sick corps.
Uh-huh.
That takes us to have to really, really come together and set aside some things and put things in order. That's where the division and the different parts of the movement come at. You know, yes, we do need a military, but yes, we do need, you know, food. We do need to preserve that and make sure those are good too. So when our soldiers do come home, you know, they're coming somewhere where they can recover. They can, you know, rest their heads. We're raising up the next generation to take their place. So everything has its place and has its a thing. So that's when we all need to come together, which that's the point that we're at right now, is coming together in order to get to that point to where we're making decisions, we're making moves. And it doesn't matter where it starts as long as, you know, it starts and we are all on one accord. The ones that are wanting to have the full, complete black nation, and the ones that don't want it, they can stay right over there because, like you said, there's going to be casualties. There's going to be casualties.
no way around it. That's called casualties of war. That's what they're called.
Already casualties.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We have 1.5 million prisoners of war right now. We have too many casualties.
So for mine, the political prisoners is like what you are. Let me tell y'all something. Man, now hold on a minute, y'all. The African American, let me tell y'all something. We in the Western Hemisphere, there's no such thing as us being racist. We don't have the power of wealth. We don't have the power of guns. We don't have the power of economics. We don't have the power of sociologists. I told y'all we are reactionaries. If somebody called me an N-word or whatever, he called me that because he's targeted me and labeled me as such. And he can also use that against me with his current policies and practices, his current government. He can put me in prison. He can give me the wrong pill. He can take my job. You understand what I'm getting at? So that's where the races come in, discriminatory practices come in, because I have the power and ability to come in and discriminate against me. That's what a racist is. When I call him out of his name, I can only go in motion. Okay, based upon the premises, okay, like I said, if I go and just try to hurt him today or whatever, boom, I'm going to jail. Prison. Why? Under his
A racist is somebody who believes that their group is superior. That would definitely be impossible for black people to believe that we're superior when we actually genetically know for a fact that we're superior genetically. So that's not even a question. We couldn't be racist.
Also, another definition of racism is people that put their own kind first. So in that perspective, I don't have no problem with the way Caucasian pink people want to put their people first. That's what we should be doing.
Okay,
all
right.
People first.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have no problem with that. Not right. I just told y'all, when they use the power of influence to regulate, deregulate, imprison, to prevent moving forward, that's where the racism come in. Hey, white skinheads, KKK, White Citizens Council, they have a right to be who they're going to be. I'm not mad at them. But when they advance and cross my territorial line, then they got to deal with me. Because, like I said, they're pro-right. It's just that we, as a people, are not for ourselves, because it's too many of us backbiting, holding each other down, and hindering the progress. But we have to realize it is emotionally, mentally, spiritually, and intellectually embedded in us. That's why it's hard for us to come out of this, y'all. Yeah? Is that making sense? Somebody talk to me. What's going on here?
All makes sense. Yeah. Everything you're saying, for the most part, makes good sense. You know, we just have to, you know, spread the good news and awareness of our human rights and our right to self-determination and, you know, do what we need to do to move forward by any means necessary.
It's going to take repetition. We're going to have to repeat the important messages again and again and again.
Mm-hmm.
We're dealing with a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week, 365-day-a-year machine that they have mastered. They have perfected this thing. They have a budget that is out of this world. So we have it coming from all directions. We're under siege. We're not just at war. We're under siege. And most of us don't even recognize that we're engaged in a war, in a battle for our lives. So it's kind of hard, but we're going to have to manage. We're going
to have to manage.
It's definitely going to get tough. It's going to get hard. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The closer and closer we get to getting to that point, and it's going to take all of us. It's going to take a lot of communication between all of us.
You know what?
And
I'm so glad you said that. But the Civil War, 3% of the population actually fought in the Civil War. Not the Civil War, but the War of Independence. 3% of the population fought in that war. It's not going to take all of us to do certain things. It's going to take us to work together. And to be on code.
I agree.
This is the work that has to be done. But as far as the fighting force goes, we know that everybody's not built, you know, for frontline action. We know everybody's not an accountant. So everybody does have their position to play. and we just have to figure out the priority, and let's go hard where we can now.
I definitely definitely agree with you on that.
So
I agree.
What, again, y'all, go ahead.
The business to be done is the withdrawal of consent. That's where we need to focus our energy right now, because that's going to give us the power that we need to govern legitimately in the eyes of the world. We'll be a nation to ourselves. The UN will have to have a special session. This is the business.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, let me tell y'all what I like about what we're talking about again. Y'all got about 10 minutes. I like the fact that with this Jim Crow law, self-determination means being outside of, not being controlled by, or part of a system that is uniquely, inherently designed to prevent us as a targeted people from moving forward out of the grassroots of discrimination, racism, and being left out the mainstream of what America has offered. Watch this. So that tells me clearly that they don't consider me as an American, and I'm glad they don't, because I'm not anyway. I didn't ask to be here, nor did my ancestors. Watch this here, though. But because I'm here, because my ancestors built this place up from an otherwise desertory desert, I'm owed my property here. That's what I'm talking about. I don't have to ask anymore, because I have an entitlement to this, because I am the one who was in the cotton fields. I am the one who built the railroads up. I am the one who gave the coffee fields and sold their stores and factories and built up their Ford Motor Companies and things, y'all. So what I'm trying to tell y'all, I don't need them to give me nothing, but I need them to leave me alone. So I don't worry about the discrimination, the oppression anymore. I don't worry about the manipulatory measures anymore, but watch this here. I'm sure all of y'all agree. I learned from them how to use, become independent, and how to deal with them. Because let me tell you something. They wear their demonstrative, crazy, wicked ways on their shoulders. They don't hide the fact. They're telling you in your face what they think about you. Okay? So once again, y'all, so if we decide to establish our own autonomy, our own economy, our own religious spectrum, all those things is going to have to play a role. But you have to realize the God in you, self in you, the breath of light in you, not some pie in the sky, not some damn devil in the damn ground. Why the hell that sucker want to give me my pleasure when I leave, but he won't hear it right now? That don't even make damn sense to me no more. It used to, you know. So I'm saying to y'all, segregation, continue it. I don't have a problem with it, but I have a problem when you don't let me do my own thing. That's where the thing come in. I ain't mad at that dude because he kept me that he think he's better than I am. Thank you, man, because I know you ain't got to worry about who you are because you telling me out front. Okay? So keep your damn parks. Keep your restaurant. Keep your damn hotel chain. Keep your damn hospital, your library. Get the hell with you. Only shit you got for me. Straight up. And that's why they have a problem with us like this here. And they have people watching us on microscopes and things because we are a threat to their continued establishment. Y'all give me about two minutes apiece, and I got to get up out of here. Y'all got it? Give me about 2 minutes apiece, and I got to get up out of here, y'all.
One thing I've done, you know, over the years, I don't vote simply for that, for the reason of the fact that I know I've never voted. And it's just the point of the fact that I know they work together. They work together in order to keep us down. You know, what my vote doesn't count. And they're like, oh, no, your vote counts. Oh, no, it doesn't. I know it don't, because it ain't doing nothing for us and for our community. So what's the point of me putting my voice in about your decisions that you make that are ultimately going to hurt my people? And, you know, I'm done with asking, you know, to be respected, to, you know, have my human rights. I'm done with asking for those. This is going to be me, and I'm going to do me. Leave me alone. I'll leave you alone. That's my biggest thing. You know, if you bring it to my doorstep or you bring it to me, then that's when I'm going to address it. And I'm like, if you're threatening the plan that I have for my community, or you feel threatened, move around, because you don't need you have no part to this. You have no good that you're going to add to my community. And then when they hand you something, or when they want to help your community, they want to broadcast it as helping the black community. No, you're not.
Yeah.
This is something to help you and your campaign, to help you to say, I love black people. No, I'm not going to be your example. I'm not going to be the one to say, hey, you know, I love black people, but y'all call us everything and all the above outside of that. Uh-huh. So that's why I don't vote, and I'm all for the black nation and us progressing and moving forward. And yes, withdrawing our consent is something that we do need to do in order to start it off.
All right. Thank you to all right, sister policy officer Tamiko. What's up with you?
There's a lot I could say at this time. I'm going to keep it short to the 2 minutes. So, like the sister was saying about voting, I was voting. And during the time when my girls, I have two, were teenagers, and I was going to church by myself then. I wasn't forcing them to go because, you know, when they were coming up a little bit younger, you know, I would take them to church with me, and I would kind of challenge the deacon and the pastor about certain scriptures and stuff, and they would shut me down about it. But however, my girls, they were wise beyond the years. They were ahead, you know, further than I were, and I guess that's kind of what they were, the ones that sparked this conscious revolutionary mindset in me, for my daughter, beautiful, my oldest to tell me, and my youngest to tell me that we are the original people. And I didn't know it from my own mother and
that
father.
That's powerful.
Man. Yeah, you tell them, young lady, to get my knowledge back. I didn't tell them to take my knowledge, and I want it back. Now, go ahead. You got about another 45 seconds. Go ahead. Keep talking.
Also, I have an idea to reach some youth that's untapped and maybe they're traumatized but uncorrupted and maybe less brainwashed. You know, we have this human trafficking thing going on by way of CPS, when they come to family homes and snatch people's children. But also, have those group of youth where their mothers and fathers have passed away or been shot down and murdered or whatever. Those are really, in particular, the ones that we want to try and reach, along with the ones that are fresh coming out of high school and stuff like that, that they're pretty much self-sufficient and they don't have anyone. They probably have an apartment that they maintain and so forth and so on. We have to challenge ourselves to figure out ways to reach this youth that could be led astray if we don't.
Okay, good. I got to stop right there, y'all. Get ready to cut now. I've got about 6 minutes. All right, Brother Bomani, take about 2.5 minutes. I got to get ready to go, y'all. Go ahead, bro.
Well, yes, I just wanted to thank you again for the wonderful job that you're doing, the wonderful work that you're doing in the community in Oklahoma and on the radio.
Yes.
You're definitely making the people's voice heard. We're so proud of you, brother. Thank you, and keep up the great work.
Amen.
Sisters,
you all are
magnificent. I'm talking about you all are wonderful, powerful examples of the best of us. Thank you for being since stars and letting your light shine. Thank you so much. We understand that our woman is our heart, our centerpiece, our mothers, our sisters.
Yeah.
There's nothing more precious to a brother than his sister. There's nothing more beautiful to a son than his mother. And there's nothing more precious to a father than his daughter. So please, thank you, and protect yourselves. Make sure that you protect each other. Look out for yourselves, first and foremost. We need our women to be on point, to be strong, and to be smart.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
to be smart.
Our shape.
We have the brothers in prison, but we're working to alleviate this issue of the shortage of men by getting the mass release of our brothers from these prisons. And that's going to take our sisters out there to organize. It's going to take a concentrated effort inside and outside, the brothers and the sisters working together for this. This is for our people, for our children. We need our parents out of prisons. That's where the number one children, foster home children are. Those are our children from offspring whose parents are incarcerated. So that's where a large number of foster care children are from. So yeah, we can remedy that by returning their parents to them. But
all
with
right,
that,
God,
I yield, and you all have a great night. One love.
Okay, hey, let me tell you, y'all, next Saturday, we're going to be talking about Kwanzaa, you know, on the day, guess what? On the day they say that Jesus was killed, risen from the grave, that's going to be next Saturday on the 25th. And then actually Kwanzaa starts on the 26th the next day. The reason why I wanted to time it like that is I wanted to get some introduced to ideas from each one of you regarding what y'all thoughts on Kwanzaa is and all that. I want to give you my personal perspective because I usually host one here every year in Oklahoma, which again, without me for the last 11 years, they tried to kill it out. But now I've got several other people who are starting to become self-sufficient and self-understanding about the importance of Kwanzaa and recognizing self-sustainability, self-importance, prayer, and different things of that nature, and as well as unity in a community emoji. But let me say this before I go, y'all. How many of y'all heard me always say amen? Y'all always heard me say that, right? Well, what I'm recognizing is Amon Ra, don't start nothing with me, I keep trying to tell you, I'm ready for the challenge. I'm always ready. So when these people don't know who they're, y'all quit messing with me. Then people don't know they're worshiping my God, which is my ancestors, when they say amen. That's just short for Amon Ra. I want y'all to go to your dictionary, go to the internet, look up your Amon Ra, which is short for Amen.